The brother was asking regarding what's the hukm of using sanitizers, the certain sanitizers, the liquids that to use it as cleaning and to clean germs, bacteria, virus till the end, and is included alcohol, ethyl alcohol, or sometimes methyl. What's the hukm of that? The answer is, the conclusion of the answer is, can no problem without any restriction if then this sanitizer is not, it doesn't make you drunk if you drink it. This is the main issue in this mas'ala. Even if the alcohol is the ethyl, it's a liquid that could make you drunk if you drink it direct. But if it been mixed with other pure materials, till this description from this alcohol disappeared in it, we call it istihala, means it doesn't make you drunk anymore. It's have an effect in this liquid, but not to make you drunk. Yani if you drink one bottle of this sanitizer, you are not gonna be drunk. You just maybe you're gonna die, you know, but because it became a poisonous, but it's not a drink that will make you drunk. If it's like that, no problem. You can use it for outside use. It's okay. It's legal. And not just that, sometimes it's needed in specific situations. Same thing, the mas'ala applied for medicines, for a lot of medicines, a lot of syrup medicines, for perfumes, till the end, etc. This is the conclusion of the mas'ala, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam connect the hurma to say it forbidden to use if it make you drunk. Ma askara kathiru, whoever make you drunk from it, فَقَلِيلُ مِنْهُ حَرَامٌ. The minimum drops from is illegal for you because it makes you drunk. So the things connect with the drunkenness, things connect with make you high, forget yourself, losing yourself. So here is the main reason for the hukm and the purpose of illegalizing the alcohol. If this is disappeared and not exist anymore, how we can make it haram? You understand? Especially if there is a need for it. Barakallahu feekum.